You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory.
Oh, put those hands together. That's right. It's a Wednesday. Turn the page Wednesday. Starting to look forward to
Championship Saturday
in Stillwater. And we'll start to preview the big games of the weekend. Also, World Series Game 1 last night goes to the Dodgers. And having some fun with the guy suing Bevo. You've now seen the video.
I have, Your Honor.
You spoke without actually seeing the video.
I have, Your Honor. I have seen the video.
Come on, man.
And the initial hit was...
The bump.
It was a nose nudge. That's what it was, the initial hit. But then I saw that big long thing at the end get the dude in the back. And why that guy could run that far and is still hurting today, I don't know. But he did catch one of those horns in the back by his neck.
Yeah, that at the very end, there's a little bit of a poke of the Bevo horn into his back.
And that can hurt.
And then he showed it, like because people wanted to talk to him because he got bumped by Bevo.
Yeah.
So in real time, he's smiling and he's lifting his shirt up and there's a little scratch there.
Why is he still hurting today?
Yeah, what's $25,000 worth? And rub some salve on that thing and move forward.
I'll get you some CBD oil, maybe help you out with that. But it's worth 24. It's worth 24.
CBD oil is kind of the new salve. You know, back in the day, my mom used to always rub salve on things. I don't even know what that was for.
Like Robitussin, like you drink that for everything.
Vicks VapoRub or something.
Oh, I put VapoRub on everything.
Now it's CBD
oil. I had a pulled groin once and I put that on there.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What do you mean?
Well, anybody can file a lawsuit. I mean, you can call Thomas J. Henry, whoever the hell you want to call, and they'll file a lawsuit for you.
The dude did get...
Okay.
He got a horn on him.
That's it.
They made contact.
Love tap.
The initial push with the nose was not...
I don't know.
Wasn't very much.
I just see dudes on the sidelines getting decked all the time by players and cheerleaders get decked.
The guy takes pictures for a living. He's a photographer.
Which means you take that risk when you're going to high-speed photos on a football field. Now, he's saying that I shouldn't have to worry about steers.
Steers and little dogs. Steers and dogs running around. Yeah, he's going to have to have to come back with a hard hat next time.
Some doctor look at that video and tell me there's $24,000 worth of damage there. Come on, man. Stick a Band-Aid on that thing. Let's move forward.
Just give that guy his money and move along.
And by the way, that's the last time.
Is he looking for more or is that the initial price tag on that?
That's really unfortunate. That's the last time we saw the Longhorn football team look really good in a football game.
Oh, they had 2 months to prepare with a team that didn't really care.
Well, that really is. I mean, since then, ugh.
Same thing with Utah. It's like Tom Bull Herman. I mean, that's when they have a month to prepare with teams that don't really care to be there, they're not bad. That team hasn't looked that way since the Alamo Bowl. They haven't even come close to looking like they looked at the Alamo Bowl last year with a month to prepare. Are they even close to what we saw? And
wasn't
Chris Ash the coach at that time, coaching the defense at that time?
No. For Utah, he was.
Yeah, but they haven't even looked that close.
No, and that's, that Utah game, and we'll talk Texas football coming up. We'll also talk the good teams out there in college and pro football. Let's get your trending topics headlines quickly as you get up and going on your Wednesday morning. Top Gun Lawn Equipment Rentals bring you the news. And, yeah, you start with baseball. Game 1, World Series, Dodgers. Ripped the Rays last night, 8-3 to take game 1 in Arlington. Cody Bellinger broke a scoreless tie in the fourth with a 2-run homer off of Tyler Glasnow. Mookie Betts went 2-for-4, stole a couple bags, and hit a home run of his own. That all backed the Metroplex native Clayton Kershaw, who was really good, gave up just a run over 6 outstanding frames. Game 2 tonight, Blake Snell, the former Cy Young Award winner, goes for the Rays. It's going to be a bullpen game for the Dodgers. Try to cobble together 27 outs. They're going to start with their right-hander, Tony Gonsolin. He'll get the ball, or Gonsolin, I should say, gets the ball in the first inning, it appears. Texas football program announcing yesterday that the team will wear all-white throwback uniforms this Saturday when they play Baylor at DKR, Texas Memorial Stadium. It's part of a retro throwback celebration weekend, they're calling it. Specially designed throwback unis were unveiled to the players and staff yesterday. It'll mark the first time that the Longhorns will wear the icy white, all-white uniforms for a home game since 1950. Texas 2-2 on the year. They're coming off back-to-back losses to TCU and Oklahoma. Quarterback Sam Ellinger says yesterday it's time to keep focused and keep grinding.
as a team, you know, we're very close, and we certainly haven't let any frustration or mistakes splinter us in any sort of way. And I think the way to combat that in any way to elite performance and anything that you do is having a positive mindset.
Well, trying to stay positive. Longhorns, as we say, 2-2, facing Baylor 1-1. Game kicks at 2:30 Saturday, 10:30 pregame, of course, here on the Horn. NFL, Big Trouble in Big D, where the Dallas Cowboys off to a pretty miserable 2-4 start, though they are in first place in their division. Now comes word from NFL Network's Jane Slater that an anonymous player told her, quote, Mike McCarthy's staff is totally unprepared. They don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. They just aren't good at their jobs. Cowboys host the Washington football team coming up Sunday at noon. You'll hear it right here on the Horn. Elsewhere in the NFL, Miami Dolphins 3-3 on the year. They've won back-to-back games, but they are making a change at quarterback during their bye week. Rookie Tua Tagovailoa will take the reins as their starting quarterback from Ryan Fitzpatrick on November 1st when they play again against the L.A. Rams. Miami, as we said, on a bye week, Tua gets extra preparation time to get ready for his first start.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Get 5% off all steel leaf blowers and 20% off select Hustler zero-turn mowers for the month of October.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Craig Kniver coached the bowl game.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He did a nice job. Chris Ash was a part of it. He was around.
He was still here.
Yeah, he was around.
Yeah,
And he had been named the defensive coordinator, but Craig Kniver coached the team, but Chris was around.
Because whoever coached that defense in that bowl game, they were on another planet.
Yeah, they were excellent, and we really haven't seen that level of physicality and you know.
Yeah, and I can say the other team was just interested, but you can tell when guys are flying around.
No, they're
a different speed.
You're right. We haven't seen that defense this year, not at all. But that's part of the issue. Longhorns are sitting at 2-2, and if not for a miracle comeback at Texas Tech, would be 1-3 at this point. But other side of that, glass half full, folks will say they're a couple plays from being 4-0, and that's where you continue to play the games. I just haven't seen anything that they do through a month of the season that they do at a championship level. Not one thing. I mean, there's not one thing.
I just got to see changes. You just have to see changes in what they do. One week, the only thing about it is one week it's about the tight ends getting involved. Then the following week, guess what? The tight ends haven't been involved in since the big tall kid caught a couple passes and they disappear. This group has a way, and this is basically me thinking in it, that it's Coach Herman, of a guy having a good or a position having a good week and then them going to something totally different instead of keeping on moving in a direction that they have with like the tight ends. The tight ends should be more involved. As I said, I think they should be a part of the run game when it comes to counters, instead of if you're worried about pulling guards and pulling tackles, those tight ends are big. Let them be a part of it. You have to, if you don't run misdirection in this conference right now, along with your passing game, what are you doing? You run guy fly motion, but the fly motion guy never gets the ball. Who are you deceiving in this kind of stuff?
Nobody at this point. Now, they do lead the nation in scoring, total points scored. We know that, and that's where, if you want to look at stats, but at the same time, we can watch the product, and even Tom Herman knows they don't have an identity offensively outside of Sam Ehlinger making plays, and the high point totals, they played five overtime periods. They blew out UTEP big time, which skews the number a little bit. But
yeah, and when you have to answer to somebody, you know, if you truly answer to Chris Del Conte, I mean, if Chris Del Conte's been around football, he's been at TCU with Gary Patterson. I mean, I can't imagine being Chris Del Conte and not asking Tom Herman, so what is your philosophy? What is it that this team can hang their hat on every Saturday? And I don't think that would be jumping in somebody's business, do you? I mean, if you just said, so what is it that you guys hang your hat on every week no matter what? Is it not that many penalties? Is it precision what is it that you do well in 4 years? You've been here for 4 years. What can you say each and every Saturday? Here's what we do, and we'll do it well. We may not do it perfect, but we do it well.
Well, that's you know the answer to the question.
Do I?
Well, what?
I'm trying to win a championship here this week. Okay, I'm trying to get
this
a game under my belt.
A championship team. They can't even be used in the same sentence.
But we're talking Baylor here. About the start.
Okay, let's talk about Baylor.
Okay,
but quit saying the word championship, please. Stop. Why?
Because you have to believe that
beat
you
beat Baylor, and then we'll talk about Oklahoma
next week. Can
State.
We talk about it then?
Yes.
Can we talk about championship run
with,
if we beat
with
Baylor?
With the championship talk, it's silly.
You have them right in front of you. You have every team right in front of you to beat. Correct.
You do.
Okay. We beat Baylor. Can we talk about championship run on Monday?
Sure. No.
Why?
No.
Because there's
no.
More...
If they go up and beat Oklahoma State the following Saturday?
Yes.
Because, I mean, as we said earlier, but the biggest game of the weekend in maybe not just the Big 12, maybe in college football this weekend is in Stillwater where Oklahoma State hosts Iowa State. And I know people are going to snicker. That's a big game. That's a huge game in the Big 12. Iowa State is undefeated in conference at 3-0. Oklahoma State is the same. Of course, Baylor didn't get to play last week. They got an extra week of preparation because Baylor had to postpone that game until later in the season.
But they've been preparing for a long time, Baylor, for a game.
Well, so is Oak State. Oak State was supposed to play that game. They didn't get a game last week against Baylor. So they've had a bye week to get ready for Iowa State. That's a big game. I mean, most people believe at this point by what we've seen in the first 6 weeks of the season, Oklahoma State's the favorite to win the Big 12. But if it's not Oak State, it's Iowa State at this point, based on the balance that Matt Campbell brings. Now, they lost the game early to Louisiana, which was embarrassing for the conference. But as Matt Campbell teams typically do, they're getting better. Iowa State has the best offensive player in the conference right now, and it's not Brock Purdy. It's Breece Hall, the running back, who continues to post 100-yard games and score touchdowns. Their defense is veteran and getting better, and they play a very good Oklahoma State team who's number 6 in the country right now. That's a really, really big game for the big picture of the Big 12. Texas-Baylor, that's just a game in the Big 12 because they're just, we don't know much about Baylor because they've only played 2 games. They lost to West Virginia in overtime. They beat Kansas, and that's it. That's their body of work to this point. Texas's body of work would indicate they're nowhere near a championship conversation.
They do not have the players on defense that they had last year. And this offense has got to find a way to take advantage of that.
Yeah, they do. But their defense, I did watch a good portion of the game with West Virginia, and their defense was good. Now, West Virginia's offense is for Neil Brown, but because that was just a low score. I mean, that game got to overtime, ended up 27-21.
That was just kind of ugly, wasn't it, early?
Well, I mean, the game ended up 27-21, but if you go back and watch, I mean, it was 7-7 into the fourth quarter. It was 14-14. That's how they got to overtime. I mean, it was a low-scoring, ugly football game. Charlie Brewer and the offense having a hard time moving that ball against West Virginia. So, but we don't, again, they haven't played a game. What do you have to go on?
Well, maybe some of these healthy bodies coming back for Tom Herman. I know the one that hurts is Jordan Whittington. That hurts.
Yeah.
Because that guy was really getting, after one game, you could just see how talented he really is.
All right, we'll take your thoughts on the Longhorns and certainly drill down on the Baylor game as we get closer to Wednesday. But, that is the biggest game. Big Ten does rejoin the college football conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Pac-12 still 2 weeks away. Speaking of Craig Nyberg, he's now out at USC with Todd Orlando. They're going to come back and start playing football in November, I think.
Huh?
Yeah, they're coming back. They're coming back at some point.
That's the job Urban Meyer wants right there.
This one?
No.
Yeah.
USC? No.
No.
No. I'm not buying him here. No. Not yet. No.
Search is on, my friend. Can I give you a name on that, by the way, if and when we get to the next coaching search at Texas? I'm going to give you a name. I'm just going to put this out there.
Luke Fickell.
No, they're not hiring Luke Fickell.
Okay. What? Why? Why? I mean.
I know everybody wants Urban Meyer. I'm just going to put a name out there, and then we'll move on. I'm going to put the name Dabo Swinney out there just for you. I'm going to put the name out there for you.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, you can call me that. We'll talk about it as the situation progresses.
He owns a program. He's not building a program.
I understand.
He owns a program.
I understand. I'm just going to put it out there on the 21st of October as a name to watch. Name to think about. But
are you reporting something?
No. Then I said exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Just keep the name under your hat.
That guy'd be crazy to leave
sure
for Clemson.
What, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
To come here?
Hey, let me mention this too in college football. Actually pro football. Can I ask you this with 6 weeks in the books? Who do you think is the best NFL team right now? I mean, we know the Cowboys are not. They're 2-4. Their players don't like the coaches. That's obvious.
And besides the Kansas City Chiefs?
No, is it the Chiefs is the best team?
Yeah, I still think they are.
I agree with you. But so when you say the Chiefs are the best team.
Uh-huh.
And now they're adding Le'Veon Bell, who's only 28 years old, hadn't played much. What can he bring? He doesn't have to be.
Yeah, he's fresh.
He should be fresh, and he's not going to be a workhorse. I mean, they've got that, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who has been phenomenal. So if the Chiefs are the best team, then I look at it and say, well, who can actually beat the Chiefs when it matters? Because whatever
can't say the Ravens, because when it matters, they can't beat them.
Right. I mean, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson's kryptonite, the Chiefs at this point. I still think the Ravens have the ability, if they played the right game, to beat the Chiefs. But
I think Tampa Bay can beat them because Tom Brady has beat them before, has beat
Well, and that would be in the Super Bowl.
Kansas City, yes.
That would be in a Super Bowl situation. And right. I do think the Buccaneers are emerging, because that's my thing, right? I'm looking at, you know, right now Tennessee's 5-0. The Seattle Seahawks are 5-0. But it's pretty remarkable to me that those two teams are both undefeated, and the Tennessee Titans own the 27th ranked defense in the league, and the Seattle Seahawks own the worst defense in the league, not named the Dallas Cowboys. So to me, over the course of a longer season, that's going to be exposed. And I also look at the level of competition. Tennessee, you realize Tennessee has won three games on field goals at the buzzer and beat Houston in overtime in a game that could have gone either way. We know that. They had to score with 4 seconds left to get it to overtime.
Pittsburgh can carry their defense in a championship game.
Well, here's where I swing to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Because Pittsburgh, to me, is the most intriguing team, not named the Chiefs, because they play Tennessee this week. And unfortunately, that's a noon game.
They can't stop Derrick Henry, as good as their defense is,
they can't.
If they haven't...
If there's a team that's built to stop Derrick Henry in that run game and put the game in Ryan Tannehill's hands, because Houston couldn't stop any of them last week with their awful defense.
I'm saying this. If Derrick Henry finds a way to get over 100 yards against that Pittsburgh defense.
Yeah. No, I mean, but when I'm looking at teams that, you know, what is the foundation? What we talk about this with Texas. What makes up a championship team? What do you do well?
Great defense.
The Steelers are on pace to break the all-time sack record. They have 24 sacks in their game so far.
And not turning the ball over on offense.
Yep, and have efficient run game, which they do with James Conner.
And not a lot of penalties.
They have a quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger who's got 109 rating. He's thrown 11 touchdowns, one pick. He's great on third down.
Not turning the ball over, yes.
They're physical. They've got a good group of skill players, especially with the emergence of the rookie Chase Claypool. To go with Juju Smith-Schuster and James Washington, former Oklahoma State receiver. I look at Pittsburgh, and I think they might be the second most complete team in the league.
So is Ben Roethlisberger totally healthy? I mean, does he just look great?
Yeah. Well, he's 38 years old, but he doesn't turn the ball over. He converts. They played Philadelphia, and he was like, they were 11 for 11 on third downs at one point in that game, converting. That's what good quarterbacks do. They score in the red zone. They convert on third down. They keep drives alive, which helps their defense stay fresh. Which when they get on the field, and here comes T.J. Watt and Bud Dupree and Minkah Fitzpatrick. I mean that was supposedly a showdown game with Cleveland last week, and they beat the hell out of Cleveland. I mean that game was not close when it mattered. Now they play Tennessee on Sunday, and unfortunately, you wish it was more of a primetime game. But that is a noon game. It's in Tennessee. That's a real show me game because. You know, as we say, Tennessee's wins are over a bad Houston team, a Minnesota team that's taken on water, and they beat them at the gun. Jacksonville, they beat. Their most impressive win was Buffalo, and that was impressive. I mean, they beat Buffalo 42-16. That was their far and away most complete effort, and that came after only practicing one time in 2 weeks.
And I got to be careful because I'm having Buffalo take a step down after watching them the other day. They're
I just
still
don't trust
good.
Josh Allen. I don't trust Josh Allen.
But they're still pretty good.
They are pretty good. But they're not. I don't think they're championship level. They don't run the ball to a championship level. And their defense, they could not stop the running game of Kansas City. That's a problem. Their defensive line has underperformed, and that's where I go back to Pittsburgh. They're still steel curtain like. And we know this about the Steelers. They would have under the new member. They've added a seventh playoff team in each conference this year. Pittsburgh would have made the playoffs a year ago,
right?
Based just on their defense, and they had no Ben Roethlisberger. Well, now they have Ben. They have Chase. They've added Chase Claypool. And they've got a winning mindset to them. I'm fascinated to watch. The two games I'm looking at that I have to watch this weekend are the Oklahoma State-Iowa State game, because I think the winner of that would be considered the favorite in the Big 12, and then the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game. Because the winner of that game, all of a sudden, for me, earns the right to say, you know, we're the best team, not named Kansas City, and we can actually, because of their defense and their run game and what we talk about sacking the quarterback, I think they could be on a field with Kansas City. I think it would be a hell of a football game. I think they're pretty even right now. So I put the Steelers. And that, I'm not saying Seattle's not a good team and Russell Wilson's not the MVP or Tennessee is not. But when you're 27th, think about it. They're 27th and 30th in total defense, those two teams. And they haven't even played good offenses.
Yeah, that'll get you. It'll get you later.
Seattle has given up a lot of points. The best offense Seattle played was Dallas. But they played Miami, who's not a great offense. They're going to Tua now. They played Cam Newton and the Patriots, not a great offense. And they're giving up big yards to me, bad offenses. And Tennessee, not sure. But, again, it's early on. It's six games in.
Mm-hmm.
Really like what Pittsburgh's putting together. They do play championship-level defense. But their offense is just rated 21st. So, and that, to me, that's amazing through 6 weeks. There's not one team in the league that has a top-10 offense and defense.
I still don't think they have a great runner. They got a really good offense.
James Conner's a good runner.
Yeah.
But they have a good running game, though.
Yes.
They have a really good running game.
They run for power. They're not looking for big – chunk yards.
Well,
when
the
they
backup
run the ball.
Running back, the kid Benny Snell out of Kentucky, is good. I mean, he's a good running back. They're going to run the ball. They're going to find ways to run the football, and their defense is the best in the league. And again, they're on pace to break the all-time sack record.
And they got a bunch of guys who can catch and run too. They make plays after the catch.
Oh, and Claypool's coming.
Yes, he is. I love that get for them.
Yeah. I mean,
it was huge.
Oh, no team has drafted receivers better in the middle rounds of the draft than that organization.
Yeah.
I mean, to find Antonio Brown where they did, sixth round for Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, James Washington, the kid from Oak State.
That's right.
He caught a big touchdown pass that week for them. They do such a great job of finding good receivers not high in the draft. But the Steelers, for me, the team to watch, and they've got a showdown game with Tennessee. Other big game this weekend, Buck, in the National Football League as we turn the page just to be thinking about. We know the Big Ten returns in college football, but in the NFL, outside of that game, you've got how about the Sunday night game is Tampa Bay and Oakland. Raiders, I don't think they're a contender, but they did beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, they're a problem.
Then had a bye week, and well, here comes Tampa Bay, who just smacked the Packers around. Really interesting game. And then Monday night football is the LA Rams off a loss to San Francisco. They play the Bears. Nick Foles and
who?
The Bears. Oh, yeah.
The Bears?
5-1
Bears. 5-1
Bears. 5-1 Bears.
Yeah, but Tampa will be able to stop the run. I think Tampa has a pretty good shot at this one. They can stop the run with that defense.
I think that's an improving team in Tampa because I'm looking for a complete team that can play offense, can run the ball, has a quarterback that can make things happen, and play defense. Because right now, for me, Tennessee and Seattle don't play any defense, which will catch up to them as the season
goes on. Well, if you can rejuvenate Gronk and get him going down the scoring zone, that's a problem for everybody.
Yeah. And then you got Tom Brady.
Yeah,
and their defense was outstanding against the give-up Green Bay Packers. That was disappointing because Green Bay should be in this conversation, and they are 4-1, and that was you can call that a bad game.
Quitters.
But that's what they did to the 49ers last year. When they got punched in the mouth, they quit.
They
stopped playing two times, including one in the playoffs.
Yes, twice.
And that goes – you got to say something about Aaron Rodgers there because it did feel like he got off to a bad start, and that team just – he wasn't even competitive in that football game.
Yeah, they kind of give up when they don't go the whole distance. They go, okay, we're done.
Somebody mentioned Las Vegas. Did I say Oakland? Yeah, Las Vegas. Oh, sorry about that.
The Raiders.
The Raiders with John Gruden. And they've got as good a win as anybody this year when they beat Kansas City.
They do.
Beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. So,
by the way, Derek Carr's not bad.
Yeah.
When I watch him play, he's not bad.
Well, when they're running the ball with Josh Jacobs.
Yes.
And their issue's been defense and – now they got Henry Ruggs, the rookie receiver, starting to catch long passes and stretch the field a little bit with his speed. Darren Waller, the tight end, is a really, really top target at that position. So good stuff in the NFL. We're 6 weeks in. Dolphins going to Tua. I think Pittsburgh's a team on the rise. We'll come back. We'll pick up those conversations. Also, Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We've got Salacious Gossip, your Blitz on B&E. Wednesday, dragging you over the hump. It is a Turn the Page Wednesday. Looking forward to a great weekend and certainly World Series. Game 2 tonight. Dodgers take game one, as we mentioned, 20 of the last 25 World Series champions took game one of the series. So big spot for Clayton Kershaw last night, especially with the Dodgers having to go with a bullpen game tonight. They don't, they had to use every bullet in their chamber to get by the Braves and rally for three straight games. So they really taxed their pitching staff to win that in seven. And the Rays are going to turn to Blake Snell, the left-hander, who, by the way, was mad when he got taken out of his last start against the Astros and let his manager know it. Kevin Cash, but tonight the Dodgers are going to go with really just a bullpen game, trying to get to game three, and then they can get back to Walker Buehler and the rest of that pitching staff. So this is obviously one tonight the Rays have to have. I mean, if you've got a former Cy Young Award winner on the mound and they've got a bullpen game, Rays need to get this one if this is going to be a series. Dodgers looked great last night. So World Series continues. We've got football on the brain. We've got Craig Way coming up with a Craig Way report. And
got Penn State playing this weekend.
James Franklin's in there.
Yes. Five teams in the top five. Or no, I'm sorry, five teams in the top 25.
I think Ohio State's a great team, but we'll see them. They're sixth in the current poll. We'll get to see them for the first time. Justin Fields. And there's some irony there with Ohio State playing Nebraska, and that those were two. I mean, you could argue that those of the 14 teams in the Big 12, those were two of the most impactful teams to getting them back on the field.
Yes.
Because remember Nebraska and their lawsuits and the Nebraska fans were irate when they postponed and canceled the season and trying to push it to the spring. And they were the ones that filed lawsuits, parents of players, they wanted open records and what led to the decision and be open and transparent, which really forced the Big Ten's hand to really come back to the table and readdress the situation. And Ohio State, obviously, their president voted against postponing the season in real time, one of the three schools that voted to keep playing. So they will play in Columbus on Saturday, 11 o'clock kick.
Yeah, and Penn State plays Indiana, and Indiana is one of the teams that, you know, have one of the parents.
Yes.
What'd she do? She sent an email out about...
No. Her son is dealing with a cardiac
heart
issue based on having COVID, and that really... That cardiac issue.
That got people real nervous.
She put it on a Facebook page. Just a Facebook post, you know, updating people that follow her on their son. And that became the story. And that's really what led to the Big Ten to shut it down. That then all of a sudden, instead of just the virus and what goes on with COVID-19.
It's the heart issue.
There was a heart issue related to it. And, of course, you know, that testing continues. And but that's, you know, Big Ten does come back. It'll be a pretty full weekend of college football for sure. With some good games. And as we said, the biggest game in the Big 12 was Oklahoma State, Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest game, one of the bigger games, big picture, is Cincinnati SMU, baby. Shane Bouchel. Sonny Dykes.
The Ponies?
Ponies are undefeated, my friend. Undefeated. So Cincinnati, your guy Luke Fickell.
Yeah. Let's bring him on. Fickell?
Fickell.
Tough to have a guy named Fickell as the head coach, though.
Can't be fickle when it's time to hire your new head coach. You know what I'm saying? But so those are some fun games in college football. Texas, of course, plays Baylor. I guess the home icy white uniforms don't do anything for you. You just want to see good football.
I don't care what they look like. I just want to.
They're pretty sharp, man.
I didn't even need to know what was going on. Just they're going to be at the stadium and they're going to play the game. Well, and they're not going to jump off sides and they're not going to have 10 penalties.
Noteworthy that they haven't worn white jersey tops in a home game since 1950.
No, it's not. It's really not. It's not really even noteworthy. It's not.
You know, kids today love the uniforms, man. They love the unis. Unis
don't
are
even,
big.
Don't even get, no.
And these are clean. See, you're, kids, just, kids say these are clean.
No, see, you're just trying to get me started, and I'm not
What am I getting started on? I'm just pointing
I'm not
out.
Buying. I'm not getting baited this into
is
like, this.
This is kind of new for Texas. This is Texas typically very traditional. Mm-hmm. Keep the same uniform, orange on the at home, white on the road. They're going to some designer unis. And this isn't like...
Is this... Did the players ask for this? Did they negotiate?
Stop,
did they need to
stop.
Do,
I'm just...
Let me ask you this. Did they have a negotiation where they sat down with everybody and said, here's the unis we want for this particular game?
I don't think so. No, this is...
Is this Nike doing this? Nike throwing this out at us?
It's retro throwback weekend.
Okay. How about some retro throwback winning championship?
Yeah, good football. That'd be retro.
That would be real retro. You're distracting. You're trying to be distracting.
What do you mean?
You of the media is trying to distract me because I'm focused on beating Baylor down, like beating their asses down into the ground.
Good.
And doing something on the good side.
Telling you what uniforms they're going to
wear.
And
when I see a counter play this week, when a guy goes one way and they pull the backside guard and the guy takes a step over to running back, and hopefully it's Bijan Robinson at running back, because how many weeks does it take you to get –
Well,
a so-called star ready to go.
Reading from his 40 Acres Insider update on TexasSports.com, Chris Del Conte said, crank up the Elvis music, dust off those burnt orange corduroy bell bottoms and track suits and your Longhorn tube socks, because it will be vintage themes all day. We'll have an awesome week and a day of celebrating our great university and its rich history as the icy white uniforms for the first home game since 1950. Yeah, they're going to throw back elements on social media platforms throughout the week and on game day. Elvis music.
Hey, what happens when they used to win here? Like, when they used to win games.
I'm just reading.
When you remember when they used to win games and nobody cared what they were doing except for winning the games, having fun, going to bowl games, going to the Rose Bowl?
I remember.
Remember those days?
We were here. Look at that cool little teaser video with those great-looking uniforms. They're clean, man. It's just a number. There's a little Bevo. There's a Nike. Not even a Longhorn
okay.
on his uniform.
And see how that dude is dressed right there?
Yeah.
That is okay right there.
Clean.
It's just clean. It's just a football uniform.
Doesn't say Texas anywhere on it.
It doesn't have
no name on the back.
No sweatbands around the ankle, the knees, and all over the arms. Look, that's just a football player. That's a football player right there, right?
He is, I think. Or is this someone acting like a football player in a video?
Okay.
Got some guy in the SID office to put on the uniform.
You're not looking for championship level right now. You're worried about uniforms, and that's a problem.
I don't expect championship level. You do.
Yeah. But you expect
I know what
the
to
uni-
expect now.
No, the unis...
I've recalibrated my expectation.
I'm not, because the unis are not going to change the way they play the game. You play to win the game. You don't play for the unis. The unis are... That's nice. That's an added attraction. especially since you probably had to sit down with everybody and decide.
CDC this is the- adding a smoking section to the stand. Yeah, bring your Pall Malls and your Marlboro Reds. And let's go back to the old days. Old days. Masks and cigarettes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's 1950, man.
No Bud Lights, the hardcore Bud. Bud Heavies.
Oh, Bud led it all the way, man.
People were puking in the stands. Back to the day.
Oh, man.
Can I just go play some real football?
No, well, okay.
How many healthy guys? Are we healthy? That's what we need to know. It's Wednesday. We need to know. Is Kate Stearns going to show up in this game? Is he healthy? Is he ready to go? Bijan Robinson and his shoulder injury, these shoulder things, is he ready to go play? I can't believe I said that tight end. What's his name? What is the guy's name? I'm number 81.
This is the thing that's confusing to me. I keep giving you these numbers, and it's like you don't even listen. The teams that they've played and lost to are 2-7 combined.
Why do you go? That's in the past.
They themselves as a program, if you eliminate bowl games, are 5-6 in their last 11 conference games. 5-6. With 2 wins over Texas Tech, by the way.
You're not listening to what the coach said at his press conference.
I'm just going on what I see, and you keep using the putting the word championship in there. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm pointing out the uniforms because that's actually something to talk about, not the championship. This team's not any good.
Who cares about the damn uniform? I mean, who cares? I mean,
but the uniforms are cool.
I hope Shaka doesn't come up with
they're
like,
going to be playing Elvis
new
uniforms.
Music. I mean,
playing Elvis music and stuff. 1950 hula hoops and deals.
There's 25% can go to the game,
and they'll be doing like the doo-wop, man. Doo-wop time.
I hope they are doing the doo-wop on the back of Baylor's necks. That's what I want them to be doing.
We'll come back.
This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that you keep saying championship. I don't know what you're watching.
They play the teams. They still on Monday. We're going to start talking about championship level football.
All right. I hope you're right.
On Monday.
I truly hope you're right about that. Truly hope you're accurate on that.
Too talented. They got too many good players here.
Yeah, we'll come back. When we do, we will hear.
This isn't the Dallas Cowboys we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, they could be a champion of the NFC least. They actually could win the division.
Oh, my God. That's right.
But we'll let you hear Jane Slater's report about team players don't like Mike McCarthy, don't think they do much coaching in Dallas these days.
Wow.
And we'll get into that. Should the players put their name on it if they're going to come out as anonymous sources and rip the coaches after the way they've played? But at the same time, you know, coaches coach, players play. We'll be back. Salacious Gossip, your blitz loaded up. Should be lively on a Wednesday as we got white uniforms and stuff. Cool, tricky things like that.
Oh, God.
Peony on the horn.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No game, just the gossip brought to you by Bud Lights. Only 4 great ingredients and brewed right here, deep in the heart of Texas. Phenomenal for all of your World Series watching, football watching, whatever you're doing. Be safe and smart. Do it like I do with an ice cold Bud Light or Bud Light Lime, Bud Light Seltzer, the Michelob Ultra, phenomenal as well. You know, makes the good times great, the great times unforgettable, including... Who will be able to forget the new white uniforms at the home game? I can't believe you're not hyped up about the white, the all whites, the icy whites.
I don't give a damn. I'm ready for some
1950
football.
Retro look, throwbacks. Last time they did it, you know the number one song. You might hear this at the stadium on Saturday because the number one song in America in 1950, October 1950, "Good Night Irene" by Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra. This was the number one song for like 2 months.
Irene, good night.
You know this song?
Irene, good night.
How do you know this song?
Good night, Irene, good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Here we go. That was the number one song in America in 1950.
I wasn't even born then. What am I singing that song for?
I love it that you know that. I'd never heard of it, but there it is. Thank you, Zay. Good job. But you know what?
I know that from some movie.
Since you're turning the page Wednesday.
Gotta be a Western, yeah.
And it probably is from a Western because that's what they made back then.
Yeah.
You know that this is what you're thinking about because I'm talking about uniforms and the icy whites and Chris Del Conte all fired up about throwbacks and Elvis Presley music.
Uh-huh.
You just want some dogs, don't you?
Oh, please. Just give me the dogs.
Give me the dogs.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament before practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
We don't need no
meow up in here.
We need more dogs.
We need more dogs here.
Thank you. But the uniforms are really good looking. They're clean, man.
Doesn't matter. Half of them won't get dirty anyway. Come on. Be more like a dog.
Half of them won't get dirty.
Come on, man. Stop with the uniforms. Stop with all the other stuff. Play football.
In gossip, we have a new fastest car on the planet. Earlier this week, a reptilian SSC Tuatara.
Ooh.
Or Tuatara hypercar.
Mm-hmm.
Posted an average speed of 316 miles an hour on a two-lane highway outside Las Vegas, Nevada. It was a sweet-looking ride.
Oh, didn't that young lady just die in one of those kind of cars like that?
Yes, and she was a racer, right?
Yeah.
But so that beat by a large margin the last set record by Bugatti's Chiron prototype that went 304. So the new fastest car, 316 miles an
hour. Get out of the left lane.
Get out of the left lane.
Coming through, you know.
Oh, and did you hear about the Cowboys fan who was watching the Cowboys game Monday night?
No.
And murdered his television. And now we have video of this. So the guy stepping up, he had a big flat screen, punched it several times, and pulled out his gun and shot it three times.
No.
That's how mad they are. Cowboy fans not happy.
And no, we're not making fun of KD's dog by doing the cat thing. So don't start. Don't start. That's not what we were doing. We were just talking about dogs and cats. Right?
Right? We just wanted some dogs.
That's all
I'm looking
for.
Worry about your uniforms. Go win a game.
Yeah. Then worry about your uniforms later. Hey, wear your uniforms out. Well, you can't go anywhere anyway.
Jeez Louise. All right, can we go to your blitz? It's your time to shine. Bring it strong.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
I don't think this one's going to be good. First Blitzer, you're up.
Yo, Jeffrey Toobin. Touch me in the morning.
How does he tell his kids about that? Next Blitzer, you're up.
I love the 1950s. The Longhorns, they should just stay white. This is Donald Trump.
Oh, that's how you knew it's coming. Next Blitzer, you're up.
All whites?
Oh, God. Next Blitzer.
Bucky, dude.
What's up,
it's
man?
Christopher Del Conte. Hey, we're having them all wear white because we found out they're all virgins.
Thank you very much. Next Blitzer.
Right?
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hola, Bucky and Balloon.
Hey, good morning. You're turning the radio down there, man.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Let's try
that later. Next Blitzer, you're up.
The only spread working in Austin is the one at the Yellow Rose when that girl drops it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
On those icy white uniforms, after the game, they're all going to be like that except for Sam's.
I think they'll get some guys dirty.
Hopefully.
Well, you remember back when they played on grass? Maybe they should change that, too, for 1950. Go back to grass.
No, too much dirt.
Natural grass.
Don't want to get dirty. Next Blitzer, you're up.
The sheriff is back in town. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Boy, did they roll
Bring
last
on
week.
On Clemson.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Pimpin'.
Where you been, Big Pimpin'?
Hey, with Tom Herman's coaching, out of town.
Oh, that is terrible, Big Pimpin. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Normally, Toobin covers the elections. Substitute an L for an R, and that's what he didn't cover up.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is Bev Kearney. I don't care what that coach says. I always like Cat.
So bad.
Wow, cat in the house.
Can't next do that. Cat in the house.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
That's the funniest damn thing.
Hey, Bucky, this is CVS Pharmacy. We have your extra small condoms and your general work cream is ready to pick up.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Next Blitzer, you're up.
It's King, y'all. If Texas loses this weekend, I'm swan diving off the Frost Bank building.
Don't do that. You say Texans or Texas?
Either one. No, don't do
that. They're both playing a green team. The Texas Longhorns play Baylor. Texans play Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
That's true. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Feelings. Talking about feelings of almost human nature.
Feelings. That is so
feeling.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Nothing more.
Hi, this is Coach Herman, and I feel like I need to weigh in on the cats and dogs situation. I feel we need more non-binary dogs, and we need some cats for some spirit for our team, because everybody needs a little cat.
You need both.
Thank you. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Cat and a dog.
Dangerous walk away.
Oh, my God. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yeah.
This is Pam Cummins. You kind of sounded like me singing. Only difference is I hum. I don't sing.
I hum.
There we go. That's it. All done. Good job. Your time to shine.
Let's go.
Not sure if you shined, but you did a nice job. By the way, that car is called the Chiron, not the Chiron. I apologize. And somebody pointed out that it wasn't 316 miles an hour. It averaged that car 316 miles an hour, 616 over a 7-mile stretch, but it maxed out at 331. Damn, that's moving.
Why would Dabo Swinney ever want to do this? If the time comes,
just remember where you heard it first. That's all I'll say.
All right, okay.
Still a lot of football to be played. You still got them winning a championship, so what do you
know? That's true.
We'll be back. Oh, man, lot to do. Getting you over the hump here on this Wednesday. We're turning the page. We're looking forward, not back. Be any on the horn.